the actual imperative for somebody to get up and go through the act of tshuva. So whether somebody knows, he knows he's aware, he did something wrong. Two people out there know he did something wrong over the course of the year. Be it as it may, something large, something small, something more significant, something more trivial. And they know they have to do tshuva about this. Now they're sitting there and it's not easy because you got to get off the couch and go through the whole process and it's emotional, it's hard to do it. So what exactly is one's obligation to go ahead and do that? So first and foremost, it would seem that simply it's common sense. You know, if somebody has a bill to do, be it a lot, be it small, and the bill's going to sit there and it's eventually going to go to collections agencies and you get, you know, people badgering you for the money and then goes on your credit file and everything else, you get all these sorrows. And that's how you would know in this particular scenario, you could just make one phone call to the company, apologize, and wipe the whole thing clean. And you don't do so, so just, you know, because it would be gross negligence to avoid that because you have the opportunity. And the enormity was, you know, the ramifications, simple common sense of dictating, you know, they get off the couch and make their phone call. Here too, you know, the idea of if you understand what's chayav al-inish, if you understand that every single action that we have, anything we do has repercussions, and there's an effect to everything we do. So simple sense would dictate, without any special mitzvah or chiyuv, that simple sense would dictate that if we had that opportunity, we should avail ourselves of that and go ahead and do the tshuva, which we are able to do, to wipe our slate clean and return towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But beyond that, there's more than that. The very fact that the tshuva exists as a mechanism to erase the slate, that in itself is also a machai. When someone gives you the opportunity, now, you know, if this company would come after you and say, look, we gave you the opportunity, go ahead and call us, and you didn't do so, that in itself is a tremendous kitchen. It's a tremendous source of concern when someone sees something, he has a gift in front of him, and he ignores it, that in itself is a problem. So besides for the natural ability to do so, the fact that you have a gift and you ignore it can be a tremendous source of problem down the road for somebody. The others famously speak out. You know, somebody will be held prisoner and then, if you're in an ISIS camp or something, someone under crazy conditions, and all of a sudden he has a fail-proof way to escape and, you know, break free. He says, oh, not a big deal, I'll just sit here, it's all good and wonderful. There's something wrong with him. You know, he's missing the boat and he has the opportunity to escape. That ability to escape and avoiding to do so would be a tremendous problem. But beyond that, is there actually a mitzvah to do tshuva? So now, the Rabbeinu Yonah Ramban and many others learned there's actually a chiyuv midaraisa to go ahead and do tshuva. Why is that? Because Baruch, we know, always gives reward, he always gives punishment according to what we do. However, many, 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 many times throughout the words of Tanakh and on, because Baruch Hu makes it abundantly clear he has absolutely zero interest in giving anyone any punishment. He wants us all to do the right thing, and he wants us to be close to him, and he wants to give us as much reward as he can. But it's in our hands. So he tells us, you know, don't sit around, don't let me punish you. Go ahead and do what you can. I'm giving you a commandment. Go ahead and clean the slate. It's not simply, you know, if Din Rechezhim will be, the person dies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. He wants the person to have the reward and only reward. So he actually goes ahead and gives you a chiyuv, a shavtad Hashem lekecha, perhaps other sources, the Pasuk in Devarim, which says that there will come a time when Klal Yisrael will sit, and they are told, the shavtad Hashem lekecha, don't let it stand. Turn around and come back to me. According to Moshe Shayim, that means there's a positive mitzvah d'oraisa for a person to get up and do tshuva. However, coming back to the Rambam, it's not so clear. The Rambam says that when a person goes ahead, he does an aveira, kishayase tshuva v'yashuv michetoy, chayiv lehizvadais. When he does tshuva, then he has a chiyuv to say vidoy and go through the whole process. Rather strange. Because when you do tshuva, then you have a chiyuv to do vidoy, kabbalah, the whole deal. Right? So that means when I do tshuva. But what's making you do the tshuva? Where's my initiative to do tshuva in the first place? So it seems that there is no mitzvah according to the Rambam. So there's a lot of much ink has been spilled in trying to explain these words in Rambam. The most simple route to go would be the Rambam understands that we don't need a special mitzvah. Every aveira carries with it a certain negative connotation. Do an aveira, because Baruch doesn't want you to do that. So as long as you haven't walked away from it, you're still involved in that aveira. If someone's eating treif and he keeps on eating treif, so obviously he's still immersed in that aveira. The aveira itself tells him to drop what he's doing. The obligation to stop doing the aveira makes him stop. So the first act, step one of tshuva, which is to walk away from the action of what I'm doing. Just to walk away and put it in the past, and I'm not doing that anymore in the future. Without any emotion, without any fancy thoughts and anything else, the simple idea of walking away from the Torah, that is the first step of tshuva, and that I don't need a new mitzvah for, because every mitzvah of Torah requires me to do it, and mandates that I fulfill it, and any aveira requires that I don't do that aveira any further. Subsequently, so that will be it. That in itself, the mitzvah and aveira itself will dictate that I have to do the first step of walking away from whatever I did in the past. Beyond that, to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to take that first step and take concrete action to actualize it, to make it last. Say vidoy, do other steps to make it a permanent phase where I can go into a phase and make it permanent where it will last. So according to the Rambam, there will also be a mitzvah, but it will not be to do tshuva, it will actually be to take the tshuva and to make it permanent. Be it as it may, everybody agrees on Yom Kippur itself is unique. It's one day of the year. We are obligated midaraisa to go ahead and do tshuva. Just one quick point on this. If there is a mitzvah, according to Moshe Rishonim, the whole year to do tshuva, and the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, to do tshuva, so two questions. First of all, why don't we make a bracha on it? Someone sits down, he's ready to do tshuva, he should make a bracha, like every other mitzvah. So one route to this might be that we mentioned earlier that the Maharshal says the tshuva is really, you know, yichai the whole year. It's not a seasonal thing. Even if Yom Kippur is more of a day to do it, it's not a seasonal topic. So that being the case, we don't usually make a bracha on something which is entire year. However, others say, and this is a say for Beis Yitzchak, and others want to suggest, that it will be a steward to the very concept of tshuva to go ahead and make a bracha. You come to the person, you hurt his feelings. You go over to the guy really badly, you really messed up with the guy, and you want to go over and make up. You go up to him and say, I'm coming to you and I'm sorry, I want to apologize. Why do you want to apologize? Because it says here I'm supposed to apologize. You know, if you do that, you obviously aren't very sincere. If you make a bracha, the reason why I'm doing tshuva is because it's you gave me a mitzvah to do tshuva. Now we're calling into question one's very sincerity. Along the same lines, the Beit Yitzchak says, and we know there's a rule that most mitzvahs, we pass in halacha, that every mitzvah deraisa, there's a rule, mitzvah shrichas kavanah. One has to have specific intent that he wants to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa. When you eat matzah, you have to think in your mind, in order to fulfill a mitzvah, one has to think, I want to fulfill a mitzvah. It can't be an act where you're not thinking at all. If that's the case, what happens if you go to Yom Kippur, and you never thought, you know, there's a mitzvah of tayr, do tshuva. We go through the road, you know, we do all the actions, but should you be thinking at the time, I want to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa of doing tshuva. So that's the Beit Yitzchak here too, same concept would apply. If a guy comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I'm really, really sorry, and I'm a chavin, why am I sorry? Because he told me to be sorry. You know, that would be a steward to the very concept of tshuva. Rather, he says, it's much better not to do it with shame mitzvah. Do it because you mean it. Do it because you're sorry. Do it because you want to do the right thing going forward.